Good afternoon. A cold front approaching from the west is acting on a warm and increasingly more humid environment, producing showers and thunderstorms as we get deeper into the afternoon. And some of the storms could be strong or even severe, especially across the Catskills, south of I-90 in the greater Capital District into the Hudson Valley and over into central and southern New England. In these locations especially, there is the chance for some of the storms to produce strong wind gusts over 50 miles per hour and some large hail. In any storm, we will see frequent lightning and heavy downpours. Temperatures will be in the lower to mid-80s during the afternoon. After the front sweeps through, we'll start a clearing trend from west to east through the evening and overnight hours. The humidity will gradually drop off as precipitation winds down, and temperatures will push down into the middle and upper 50s. High pressure will build in behind this system, and with a strong westerly wind flow, we'll have lower humidity in the air tomorrow. With mostly sunny skies, it'll still be warm, though, with highs in the upper 70s. Some clouds will mix in during the day on Thursday, and with high pressure remaining in control, it'll once again push into the upper 70s. The next disturbance is scheduled to arrive overnight Thursday night, and we could have some lingering showers into Friday morning. Then a mix of sun and clouds on Friday afternoon, with highs back into the middle 70s. For the upcoming weekend and into early next week, a trough of low pressure will dominate the weather picture across the region, keeping temperatures on the relatively cool side, still in the lower to mid-70s for highs. And with a mix of sun and clouds over the weekend, we do run the risk at a passing shower here or there, but generally dry weather into the day on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe weather from our region south and westward past New York City into the I-95 corridor through Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., and back into the Ohio Valley. Strong daytime heating amidst breaks in cloud cover will yield a moderately buoyant environment by early afternoon. Stronger destabilization is forecast to occur across Pennsylvania and New Jersey and into northern Virginia. Convergence along a cold front and heating will foster scattered to numerous storms. The stronger deep-layer wind profiles will remain across the northeastern part of the country here, in association with the mid-level wave and support to organize severe thunderstorms, including supercell tornado potential. Deep-layer shear will decrease with southward extent into the mid-Atlantic, but support the development of severe multi-cell line segments capable of primarily a damaging wind and large hail threat. The front will move off the northeastern U.S. coast by this evening, with the remaining strong to severe storm threat extending southward into the mid-Atlantic. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Boca Reservoir, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 90s, Boston increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms followed by increasing sun with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1888, and the record low, 44, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, breezy, warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Evening showers and storms giving way to clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, warm, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, breezy, warm, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s. evening showers and storms, then gradual clearing tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some hazy sun, breezy, warm and humid today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Evening showers and storms, then gradual clearing tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and warm with lower humidity, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s on Thursday. The risk of a shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds right on through the weekend with highs in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.